Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Song of Solomon today, so if you find the Psalms about halfway through, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, also known as the Song of Songs. Solomon wrote these, and although it's interpreted by different people in different ways, the best I can tell from my studies is that this is it's not just allegorical. It certainly can speak to the love of God for us, but it is mainly the celebration of the love between a husband and his wife. So I will read through Song of Solomon 3 and 4. Take any devotional pauses. Think through some applications at the end and then close in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Song of Solomon 3, but let's pray first. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Song of Solomon and this Hebrew poetry. Help it to mean something to us today in our relationships and as it flows from you. May you be pleased. In Jesus' name, amen. Song of Solomon 3. All night long on my bed, this is her talking. I looked for the one my heart loves. I looked for him, but did not find him. I will get up now and go about the city through its streets and squares. I will search for the one my heart loves. So I looked for him, but did not find him. The watchmen found me as they made their rounds in the city. Have you seen the one my heart loves? Scarcely had I passed them when I found the one my heart loves. I held him and would not let him go till I had brought him to my mother's house, to the room of the one who conceived me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Who is this coming up from the wilderness like a column of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and incense made from all the spices of the merchant? Look, it is Solomon's carriage, escorted by 60 warriors, the noblest of Israel, all of them wearing the sword, all experienced in battle, each with his sword at his side, prepared for the terrors of the night. King Solomon made for himself the carriage. He made it of wood from Lebanon. Its post he made of silver, its base of gold. Its seat was upholstered with purple, its interior inlaid with love. Daughters of Jerusalem, come out and look, you daughters of Zion. Look on King Solomon wearing a crown, the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, the day his heart rejoiced. Chapter 4, he. How beautiful you are, my darling, oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from the hills of Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep just shorn, coming up from the washing. Each has its twin, not one of them is alone. Your lips are like a scarlet ribbon, your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with courses of stone. On it hang 1,000 shields, all of them shields of warriors. Your breasts are like two fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle that browse among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee, I will go to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of incense. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Descend from the crest of Amana, from the top of Senir, the summit of Hermon, from the lion's dens and the mountain haunts of leopards. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume more than any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. You are a garden locked up, my sister, my bride. You are a spring enclosed, a sealed fountain. Your plants are an orchard of pomegranates with choice fruits, with henna and nard, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with every kind of incense tree, with myrrh and aloes and all the finest spices. You are a garden fountain, a well of flowing water streaming down from Lebanon. She, awake, north wind, and come, south wind. Blow on my garden that its fragrance may spread everywhere. Let my beloved come into his garden and taste its choice fruits. That's the end of chapter 4 and the end of our reading for today. You certainly have time to read back through this. You can look in a commentary or a study Bible, maybe even to get some more guidance on the particulars. This is a devotional reading. And if you look at this as the love between a man and a woman, between a husband and wife, then even though the references, the geographical, historical, grammatical references here that they would have understood in that day are a little harder for us, certainly just the intent, the desire, the searching, the longing for one another, and yes, even as it relates to sexuality, is regular and normal and God-honoring between a husband and his wife. So you could study this further for more knowledge, but for my application today, it's a reminder that God has given the gift of sex, of love, guarded for a husband and wife to be fully enjoyed with his blessing. What about you? Father, thank you for Song of Solomon. Thank you for these chapters. Help those who study this further to even gain more of understanding here. But Father, I thank you for marriage. I thank you for the wife you have given me. I thank you, Father, that what you created as sex that has been distorted and violated by our world, our culture, is still beautiful in your eyes between a husband and wife. And I want to just be thankful for that and help us to order our lives around what you desire. In Jesus' name, amen.